The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
With your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Let's talk to Grant McCauley about all things Braves as they come out of the break, took on the Yankees. Big weekend, man. I mean, Sunday was crazy. Saturday was, as far as the crowds are concerned. And look, it's the Yankees. I get it. But that was the most frustrating night, Grant, for me. Look, you lose a series, 2 out of 3, that's one thing. But to have the lead 2 separate times, then to lose 12-9, it just felt like that. This was like, this is how our season has gone. Did you feel that way?
Yeah, it's just one of those losses that just continues to remind you that this club has been wildly inconsistent from one day to the next. And even when you think you've gotten enough out of the offense, there are going to be days where the pitching staff is going to give it up. And this was, unfortunately, just another one of those. I don't think it's worse than the Arizona loss, the big blown lead in the ninth inning, but it certainly stung as you watched it seem to slip away little by little, culminating in that grand slam by Trent Grisham off Raisel Iglesias. And then to come out on Sunday, still with a chance to win the series, and you only get a couple of solo home runs from the two guys who you're pretty much counting on to carry your club. And that's Ronald Acuna Jr. and Matt Olson. Now, those were impressive home runs, but it was not enough, despite, I thought, a good enough pitching performance from Grant Holmes to keep you in position to win a game. That was kind of, in those three games, those three nights, or those 3 days, I guess, really just kind of the microcosm of the 2025 Atlanta Braves. You're up, then you're down, and then you can't quite get up fast enough off the mat to avoid that 10 count.
I'm with you, Grant. I put it right up there with that Diamondbacks loss, because it's just, you know, you feel second half. You know, there were graphics on FanDuel about how Money Harris generally catches some fire. Alex Anthopoulos has talked about that. Do you feel that Ozzie, I know he went 0-for-4 Sunday, but the home runs give you some hope for Ozzie turning it around?
Yeah, I mean, 9 RBI in 2 days, which was more than he'd had in a month and a half prior to that. That certainly is a nice indicator. The home runs in back-to-back games made you feel a little bit better about it. So, yeah, there were some signs from both of those guys, and it would be great. And I've been asked about this all season. I even said it on social media, unfortunately, on a day in which the bullpen gave up 12 runs. But, you know, how much of a difference can it make to have those two guys going? It's hard to explain, but it cannot be overlooked or overstated as to how much more the Braves offense could do if it could finally start to get some of these problem areas addressed. One of them is left field. You get Jerkson Profar back. The other two, in my eyes, are center field and second base. We can talk about shortstop if we want to, but I think we all know that Nick Allen is here for his defense and not really expected to carry things offensively speaking. But a multi-time All-Star in Ozzie Albies, yes. A guy who has shown in the past that he can be a real impact player on both sides of the ball, and Michael Harris, a lot more is expected there. And hopefully with the batting stance change that he seems to have been implementing really right before the break, and especially coming out of the break, he'll start to find a little bit more consistency for himself at the plate. But it's come down with Michael mostly to swing decisions. I don't think it's necessarily that his swing is broken, but you start to make the changes and hoping that your confidence in what you're able to do and how you approach the ball can change. And maybe we'll start to see some of that moving forward. It certainly couldn't hurt to start making some changes. And I think Michael is trying to identify anything he can to give himself a leg up on salvaging the rest of his season.
What was your opinion on this Jazz Chisholm situation that happened over the weekend? MLB investigating the incident. I did not feel, and again, I could be completely wrong about this, but I did not feel like Eddie Perez, was saying we're going to hit you in the head.
No.
I didn't
no.
feel that way.
I don't think anybody with a functional brain should be feeling that way. That right. just wasn't a thing that – I mean, Eddie Perez, yes, known headhunter, bench coach Eddie Perez. That's just that's not a thing. I really don't understand that at all. And Jazz Chisholm is one of those guys that he plays the game with a lot of passion. But I feel like there's been a lot more flash and not enough substance from his game much from day one. I mean, is he an exciting young player? Yes. But is he a results-based player that really should be able to have as much noise as he has around him going on all the time? No. He kind of ended up on the wrong side of some clubhouse disagreements in Miami. And look, that stuff happens. But now he's been traded to New York, which is a much bigger pressure cooker. And it does seem like, for the most part, the Jazz has still not really been able to find ways to kind of take a lot of his passion for the game and channel it into results. I don't care if you want to be loud and flashy and what you want to wear and how you want to approach the game and celebrate your home runs or anything else. I'm all for it. I think it makes the game more exciting, but there has to be results at the end of the day. It just, again, always seems like there's something going on around him.
Right.
I don't know that you can lay it all at his feet, but I think that was blown way out of proportion. And look, it is completely justifiable and part of the game if you can figure out a tell on certain players or pitchers, I should say, in what they're going to throw and relay those. Some batters like to have it. Other batters hate and don't want that.
Right.
But it is part of the game. And I think that that part is it is okay for him to be involved with. But if he wants to signal it in a little less maybe over-the-top manner, then that I think was what Eddie Perez was kind of trying to point out. Was like, hey, look, like, there are ways to do this, and the way that you're going about doing it maybe just kind of rub some people the wrong way.
Right, and I know that, Grant, every time we get into it, especially with younger listeners about the unwritten rules of baseball, if it's not written, then it's not a rule. But there is, and again, and Eddie Perez going, hey, man, just watch your back, you know, or you could be saying use your head, but turning this into a federal case over a guy, as you said, overtly, you said, like anything else, you just can't be subtle in trying to steal the signals. I do like the fact that, you know, I wish I had a little more, I know you don't believe it matters, but a little more passion from the rest of this team for things like that might help.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, that passion is, there's nothing wrong with it. I think that over the course of 162 games, if you're a little bit too dialed up, it can wear on people, and it can have an adverse effect, right, to be honest. But, you know, yes, I mean, everybody cares in different ways, and I think that you like to see it maybe manifest itself a little bit more in some moments. That's certainly a fair observation. The Braves have not necessarily been a team where it always boils over. Mm-hmm. I think they kind of pride themselves on being professional as much as possible. And I don't mean that in a knock at anybody else. Just they believe in the way that they approach the game, and they believe that they get the results, which, again, to bring it back to that, is the thing that they're most focused on, more so than those moments inside the game.
Grant, will you agree, and I think you've stated this, but I've put it out there today because – I think as we get closer to July 31st, people are like, well, let's just trade Ozuna and we'll get a starting pitcher for him. That's not happening. And more importantly, when you trade guys like this where they are in expiring contracts, more times than not, you do not get a lot for them. And I just think there's a misconception out there from a lot of fans who believe like, okay, well, this is the most tradable piece and we're able to get, you know, a haul for him. It's not happening. Do you agree?
Yeah, he's the most tradable player that you have, but he's not going to be the most valuable commodity out there because he's an injured designated hitter. He does not offer a lot of versatility. Unfortunately, we've watched since basically the start of May that Marcel's hip has been problematic for him. I think it's been a big reason for his regression this year. he hasn't been the same guy that he was the last couple of years, and that is a shame, but that is kind of part of the game. But you can tell with what the Braves are doing here now, with the Baldwin and Murphy thing, bringing up Sandy Leon so that they've got a third catcher, so that if they ever need to pinch run for either of their catchers, and then the game goes to extras, that they've got that extra layer. With Ronald Acuna Jr. and Jerkson Profar back, you really didn't need Stuart Fairchild anymore. You've got Luke Williams. You've got Eli White. It kind of covers things the way that you need to. So to bring it back to that question, I mean, it makes it pretty obvious the at-bats are going elsewhere. Ozuna on the move is something I think everybody pretty much expects as a fait accompli. I don't think that he's necessarily looking to use his 10-5 rights to block a trade, though it is, as a veteran player, his option. But I think if you've got the chance to go play for a winner and maybe get more at-bats, that that's something that would appeal to Marcel. And he's been a team guy. Like, whatever you want to say about Marcel and some of the things he's had to go through and put himself through the last 5 years, put that to the side. He is a universally appreciated teammate. He has brought a lot to this club on a personal level inside that clubhouse. And he's a guy that I think will understand the business of baseball, which is part of what we're talking about here. But getting a haul, I don't think you're going to get a lot for him. You could get something for your relievers. I know Raisel Iglesias gave up the big home run the other night, but I don't think that negates all of his value. He had been pitching better lately. He might just want to quit throwing that slider, particularly right down the middle with the bases loaded. But putting that aside, him, Pierce Johnson, maybe some other names, Aaron Bummer. I don't know if they'd entertain a Dylan Lee trade, maybe if somebody wanted to overpay you for him, sure. But he's kind of had a challenging month as well. Those are the kind of pieces I could see being on the move, not anybody that's going to get, as you said, Carl, a quote-unquote haul for. Yeah. I think if you're looking for those kind of trades, that's probably more of a winter pursuit.
And, Grant, just to wrap it up, as you said, I mean, beggars can't be choosers, don't have a lot of leverage because all the things you just talked about, they're just looking for pitching?
No, I mean, I think just looking for controllable assets. If you could get pitching, that would certainly help you in the short term and maybe the long term as well. But I just don't foresee the Braves being a team that has the necessary pieces or capital to be making those moves right now and trying to compete with other clubs that may just have more prospect capital, A, and more motivation to win this season because they're in a better position. And that is the math around the trade deadline that becomes more and more difficult for a club like Atlanta, which has 6-7 teams in front of it and the final wild card spot in the National League.
And that's what I mean, like pitching, like the big picture for the restock the farm system.
Yeah, if you can get some, but again, I would not expect a high return for the pieces that you're talking about moving. Any little thing could help. Maybe you get creative with it, but my expectations are not that these are going to be the kind of moves that are necessarily going to fix the farm. The draft that you just had, that is an example of fixing the farm and adding an infusion of position player talent in particular.
Riley did some drills today.
Yep, he's continuing to work out. He's been doing it for several days, and if everything checked out with this, the fielding he did before the game, and he's been hitting and running as well, they anticipate being able to activate him from the injured list tomorrow when he's first eligible. That would obviously be a boost for the Braves over the final few days or week or so prior to the trade deadline.
Hey, Grant, one last thing. We were just talking about this. I want to get your take. We talked about earlier is Grant McCauley, wrapping up with him. With Monty Harris, do you have to completely break him down and just redevelop his approach in the offseason?
I don't know that you necessarily have to do that, but there's an adjustment that needs to be made. And it may be a smaller thing. It may be a subtle thing. It may be as simple as, you know, mentally getting a break from it. I know we've talked about the Kevin Seitzer comments about, hey, a lot of these guys, it was just in their head and I couldn't get them out of that in order to kind of recalibrate their process and get better results. That, I think, is part of the deal here. It's a swing decision problem for me when I watch Michael Harris play. In terms of what his plan, what his approach is, he's done it before, so it gives me the belief that he can do it again.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ohtani, inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Again, how you get to that point, though, I don't know that it's a crazy series of changes that needs to be made. It may be as simple as simplifying some stuff and trying to get him a little bit more relaxed and maybe a little bit more on point and on target with the game planning from pitcher to pitcher, at bat to at bat.
Graham McCauley, good job, man. We'll talk soon and see how things go here over the next few days. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.